Yudalit Tishri, Erev Sukkos, Wednesday, 22nd of September, Rabbi Daniel Rowe, Hashua Sashkina.
So the Gemara says, you know, often we don't realize, sometimes when we're learning the sugyas, and we don't often pay attention, you know, when the Gemara learn, and Chazal learn out a din from a certain pasuk, so we think, you know, very nice, they got a limit from that pasuk, but often we don't focus deeply enough on, you know, Tzaddik says, you got to always think, why that pasuk, what's going on? There's some, as we think about sukkah, of course, there's a number of fascinating things that emerge. The Gemara tells us that a sukkah, a Mishnah says, in fact, the sukkah can't be less than 10 tefachim high. Says the Gemara, how do we know this? That's the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, the Gemara ends up offering three possibilities. The first is that the Gemara says that we actually learn it out from the fact that the Oron itself was 10 tefachim. With the actual lid of the Oron, it was 10 tefachim. And it says, since Hashem speaks from on top of there, so, and then we learn out, we have a braisa, the Shekhinah never comes lower than 10 tefachim. The Gemara says, I on Har Sinai, says it was Yerid on Har Sinai. No, it's higher than 10 tefachim. The second option the Gemara gives on Heilmud base, that it says, when it comes to the Kruvim were also 10 tefachim on top of the Oron, so there we actually use the Loshon. There we actually use the Loshon of it being Seichachim B'Kanfehem, that they were acting like a type of Sechach. It was almost like it was an action of covering so you got the sense of the Keruvim. And the third Shitta, which works according to Rav Yehuda, is this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now the amazing thing about this is, what that obviously means, at least according to the first 2 days, at least according to Rameah, is that living inside the Sukkah, why can't a Sukkah be less than 10 Tefachim? So what, we've got an Oron or a Keruv? Elamites, obviously the Gemara is telling us, or just taking as a hanochet, and it's just an assumption the Gemara is making, is that living inside the sukkah needs to have the level of presence of Hashem, like at the case of the Oren. The v'noyadati l'cha, the presence of Hashem, that could, as it were, communicate, or the kruvim, we're literally living inside the sukkah, we're living under the wings of the kruvim. Or we're living with the presence of the Rabbani Shalom, or the Shekhinah, I should say, that was as strong as, or an element of what was there in the Oren itself. Which is an incredible thing to think about. We're actually living we're living inside the Oren, or living inside under the Kruvim for a whole week. It's an amazing thing. The Gemara also says that this. The Gemara says that, and if we think about it, the Darak of Mamad Har Sinai, which is also the implication of that Gemara there, so there's actually, right, it's again, I'm just pointing out the obvious, but people often don't even think about what we're dealing with, the level of Kedusha that we're talking about, when we're talking about the Sukkah. The Gemara also, I'll just tell you a little bit of a remez, that the Gemara says that I the Shekhinah came down on our sea, and I know it was 10 Tevachim above, therefore our Sukkah has to be 10 Tevachim, to, as it were, capture that level of Shekhinah, right? Implying there's even a Darak of Mamad Har Sinai here. Right, which by the way, there's interesting that Rav Yochanan on Zayin Amud Beis talks about the sukkah being asuya kekivshan. It's some of the Sfarim HaKadoshim they bring, it's B'Shem Zayah, that also discusses the kivshan, and it says that why does the, you know, Chazal discuss a sukkah that's made like a kivshan, like a roundish shape, like a fireplace, furnace, yeah. That's the word I was looking for. Furnace, thank you. And it says why the brings out this, because it says about Har Sinai. Har Sinai, right? It says it's Oshan Kulam Ipnei Asher Yarad Olav Hashem. But just so the Yerid of Hashem there is Beish Vayal Ashonoi Keeshan Akivshon. Right? It was like a furnace. The presence of Hashem was like a furnace. So we end up Baramiza. We're also discussing Sukkah is like a furnace. I'm just trying to raise to us, before we start, the level of Kedusha that we're talking about when we're talking about living inside a sukkah. We're literally living in an incredible sense with the presence of Hashem. And in fact, of course, when we talk about remember, that's the Gra. The Gra says, the Gra is very famous for saying that this Gra discusses why it is that sukkah dafka falls out at this time. So we all know the Torah says the sukkah comes out this time of year because it's a time when we can show some kind of mysterious nefesh or something. It's not the most obvious time of year to be in a sukkah, so it's clear we're doing it for the mitzvah. The Gra brings in the Kol Eliyahu, he says, He says, when he did the Egel, Nistalko Anonim, the Ananea covered, and the Hashos Shechina disappeared, and then it didn't come, that had been there since, and that disappeared, didn't come back until they made the Mishkan, until they started the Asiya of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu came down Yom Kippur, we got Sricha Mechila, or Kapora even, and then he began the Tzivu in Menachas HaMishkan. They gathered for a few days, on Yudala Tishrei, they everyone was Chacham Lev came forward, and then on the 15th of Tishrei, that's when we began to make the Mishkan, and that's when Ananei HaKavod came back. So we got the Chazorah of the Kedusha that we lost to the Egel HaZahav, that undid the Madrega of Har Sinai itself, and therefore again, Sukkah is really a repairing, it's like a return to the Madrega of Har Sinai, a return to the Hashem Shechinah, which of course was always there in the Mishkan. And of course, back of the day we begin the Mishkan, we live in the Madrega of living inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's amazing. We have one day a year where the Kohen Gadol can walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but we live in the Madrega of it for 7 days. And again, the Sorma Kadoshim, they bring also B'Shem Nezaya the idea that it's because the Mekatrigim, all the negative forces, have been removed on Yom Kippur, so we can now experience living in an ideal, in a dream world. Living in a world with the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom there. Living in a sense in Gan Eden. Am I being clear, people? Are we following? Yeah? If something's not clear, please stop me. What's that? So, of course, that's the Darug of Sukkah, of course, therefore, is ultimately a replica of exactly as Har Sinai itself was. Har Sinai was the case where there was a return to the Darga of Gan Eden, of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, which, of course, is also part of Sukkah, because we learn the dinim of Schach. Rish Lakish says we learn it from Va'ed Ya'aleh Min Ha'aretz. How do we know Schach has to be Gidulei Karaka, stuff that grew from the ground? How do we know it can't be Makabal Tumah? How do we know all these things? What pasuk do we learn it from? Rish Lakish says Va'ed Ya'aleh Min Ha'aretz. This, the mist that arose, that came from the ground, and therefore our stuff also has to come from the ground. It wasn't messed, there was no kalim involved, there wasn't turned to anything, so it's not Makabal Tumah. So we learn it literally from the aid that emerged in Gan Eden. We're literally living under the cloud of Gan Eden. It's an amazing thing to be aware of. So the question therefore is, if this is true, then obviously this is the Madrega every Jew is striving to live for all year. First of all, it's beyond, again, I'm just pointing out some of the simplest things that we sometimes just miss in understanding the Kiddush of Sukkah. But what is Sukkah telling us about how to live in that type of obviously this is the ideal living. This is the dream. And the question is, what is it about Sukkah that allows us to live in that type of world? How do you construct, or let's put it slightly differently, how do we take the message of Sukkah, absorb it on Sukkot, and then power it forwards for the rest of the year? So I want to suggest two or three insights over here that might be helpful for us. The first is right at the very beginning of the Masechet Sukkah. Right at the very start of it, we have a discussion of Sukkah that is Gavoy Lamala Masim Amma. Right, Sukkah that's 20 Amas high, can't be 20 Amas high, can't be 10 meters tall. How do we know that? And the Gemara gives us three reasons. Rabbi tells us that it's because Leman Yehudor Esechim give the Sukkah Shavdes B'nai Yisrael, but it says it merits Messiah, then ultimately you'll know, you'll have awareness, consciousness of the journey from Mitzrayim. Well, to be conscious of it, you have to be able to see it. The Ikka Sukkah is the Sukkah, so it has to be within the natural line of sight, and once it goes above 20 hours, you're not directly perceiving it in your consciousness. So, therefore, it has to be there. Second of all, you have Rav Zeira says it from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Sukkah Tiel Etzel Yoimom Mechayrev, the Sukkah in the future, will be, the Sukkah will protect them from, it will protect them, but will shade them, and therefore has to be the shade of Sukkah, which again is the Sechach, there has to be Sechach shade, if it's too tall, it's shade the walls. And finally, Rava comes along and says that it has to be a diras arai, it has to be a temporary, or at least have the dimensions of a structure that could in principle be temporary. What is here? So I want to suggest something, there's actually a Tanchuma. The Tanchuma compares these different attitudes, and of course, Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, each one is a different attitude, but obviously they are actually different fundamental perspectives on life. The Tanchuma, in case you think this is me exaggerating, the Tanchuma actually says that, the Tanchuma says, here's the Lashon of the Tanchuma, Omen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ba'olam Hazeh Amarti Lachem Shatas Sukkah L'Shalem Nisgemuli Shagamalti Imachem. I said, in this world you should make a sukkah to repay for me that which I did for you. Right? Shana b'sukkah is teishu shivas yom leman yedu darasechem ki b'sukkah z'shavtis minis. That you should, the man, the pasuk of leman yedu is understanding a hakaras atoy for the fact that Rabbi Yisrael traveled with us as we came out of Mitzrayim. Right? And therefore, that's why we do sukkah, as it were, I guess, to make a place for the Rabbi Shalom in the world to say, to be goimel to him in return. But then says Hashem, "Vani ma'alas aleichem kiilu atem goimlim lefonah," as if you're giving to me something. Avol la'asid lovoi ani ofir b'malchusi, but in the future, I'll come fully in the malchus. Vani mogen aleichem kesukah, and I will be the ones who build the sukkah for you. Shenema uvasukah tiel etzel yomim. So what do we see? We see clearly from this that the difference between the limudim is different sukkahs in different phases of history. Or let's put it slightly differently. One is for how we relate to how we try to bring Hashem into Olam Hazeh, and the other is living already in the presence in Olam Haba. But Sukkah Tiyel Etzel Yomam is the Sukkah of the future, living in the shadow, right? Living under Hashem's protection in Olam Haba. But the Sukkah Tashavdis B'nai Sol is almost like a something we're meant to do in Olam Hazeh. So what's going on here? So I want to offer the following. We know that in the Sukkah Tashorim, says right at the start, that what is the Yisoida Chassidus Shosh Avodat HaMimah? What is the foundation that holds up all our levels of Chassidus that we achieve? And what is the Shosh, the root that allows us to grow in Avodat HaMimah? It's to know Machoy Vasa Bailamai. What is a person's purpose in the world? And then to put all the other goals there and be sparrow to make it clear, be Yisamis to make it real. And what is the purpose? And Mesinas Hashem is famous. He says, the Runa Chazal, right? The Chazal taught us that it's Olim Lo Nivra Lelitzanag El Hashem El Haholos Mizif Shechinasai. That the world was created for some kind of the Oineg, of the pleasure, the thrill of the relationship with Hashem, and to benefit from the presence of the Shechinah. And that's, I think a lot of people know Mesinas Hashem like that, and then the rest of the first parak is really just an elaboration. But actually, he defines that in three different ways. If we're Ma'ayim Kafin, I was Zechat Eis from Rav Noach Weinberg, Zechat Tzadi Vrocha, but he says he's seen in the Siva Shalom, you'll see a very, very, you'll see basically the same idea, and other Sorim too, that the Mesinas Hashem effectively gives us three different Mahalchim for how to serve Hashem. By the way, the sense of Oineg, of the pleasure of the relationship with Hashem, is Sukkos. Because the Rambam tells us that a simcha sheyismach ha'adam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah, the simcha that a person gets from keeping mitzvah, avas ha'kel she'tziva b'hayim, right at the end of Hilchus Lulav, he tells us this is the place, the joy in mitzvahs and the joy in loving Hashem, who commands the mitzvahs, that is avoida g'dayla, that's huge avoida, but anyone who doesn't do it, stay away from them. They can be the frumest person in the world, but if they don't try and get simcha in mitzvahs and loving Hashem, You should not go with near such people, and they're terrible. He gives them it, but anyone who does do, how amazing! And he says that's the toychacha comes as a result of this. If you can't have simcha in it, why? Because serving Hashem has got to be a relationship. It's got to be something you have huge thrill and joy. This list, and again, Hashem and Hanus Bezim Shchinasai, and he dafka tells us this in all places in Hilchos Lulav. And he tells us that because this is the purpose of Sukkot, is Zman Simcha Seinu. So the Lisanik El Hashem El Hanef is Ishkenasa, what the Mesilas Hashem is really saying is you've got to live Sukkot all year round. And how do you do that? What is that perspective? So his first thing he says is that, he says, well, Be'emes, it can only happen in Olam Haba. Right, the Tanakh Amiti Ve'idun HaGodol Mikol HaDinim Shechon Matzim Mokoy Me'idun HaZeh Be'emes Hu HaOlam Haba. Ki Yonivra Ba'chonam Yitzarech HaZeh Dov HaZeh. Really, actually, it's really only really doable in Olam Haba. So whilst we want to strive for it, we have to know that we're living for Olam Haba. And then, but the only way to get there is through Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh Domei L'Prozdo, but now Olam Haba. It's a corridor. This world is a corridor, right? We're in a very temporary world. We're moving through. We've got to pick a mitzvah. We've got to avoid avirus. We're going to get there. That's level one. But then he says, Ukeshet istakel oid badova tira. When you look deeper, l'chayit this ma'am ha'chazal, you look deeper into what Chazal are telling us about you will see that in truth, real completion, shleimus is always the drive for, right? We want to be shalim, right? You eat food to be shalim physically. You, everything we're doing is every pleasure we have in this world is some attempt at shleimus. But real shleimus is only dveikus b'Hashem. For me, being close to Hashem is good. Now, this is not Olam Haba. When David the Melech says, "Ani kiras elakim li toy pashlis tokma olam hazeh," I want to be close to Hashem in olam hazeh. This is the only thing that's really good. Everything else is elusive. Everything else in this world that we pursue ultimately just lets us down. There's only one thing that is absolute in this world, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's only one shleimus, only one true joy and fulfillment that we can really get in this world, and that's Dveikus Ba'Hashem, connection to Hashem. And therefore, even in Olam HaZeh, if we're mistakel Oid B'Davo, so it's true, the real place of this Oynik, of this pleasure, the relationship is in Olam HaBo. But in Olam HaZeh, really, there's only one thing that we can really get out of this world as well. Nothing else really works, and this is Koyalas. And Hashem, so therefore we place us, therefore Mr. Hashem, sorry, that we, Hashem places us in this world where there's lots and lots of things that drive us away, that turn us, that want us to get attached to them. Lots of tigers, lots of, may not even necessarily be Asurim, technically, but things that just pull us, drive us, that we should have visions and goals outside of our relationship with Hashem. And that, and then we have to fight them backwards and forwards, and that's what we're here to do. Ve'imtamik oid be'inyan tira. Third level. Ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'odom. That the world is actually fully created for the use of Adam. In other words, at level three, at level one, we're just in this world for no other purpose than to live for olam haba. Really, we don't like this world. You know, we eat food only for the sake of having enough koyach to serve Hashem, and that's it. At level two, we are living for dveikus b'Hashem. We're living for a connection with Hashem. The Shlach Kodesh brings this level. In Kedusha, when he's speaking about Kedusha Achila, he says you can have a level where you actually eat food. Not you're eating food, and what is you're eating, you're feeling, wow, the Rabbi Shalom put amazing taste in the food. He could have made me like a horse, have to eat hay. But instead, he made it that I can be toyim, I can taste the chayim, the chasid, the rachamim in the food. And so I'm not thinking, you know, taivas achila. I'm thinking the love of the Rabbi Shalom. That's what we make a broch on a benching. Hazonis oilam kula betuba, bechein with chein. You didn't just make it like, hey, we eat, you know, like we do other physical functions, but it's actually able to be pleasurable. And if we cook it a little bit, it comes out even more amazing. This is the gift you gave us, that every time we taste food, that it is, we can feel your love for us. So you're living on level two, sensing Ahavas Hashem everywhere. But there's a lot of things pulling you away. There's a lot of things trying to get you to love other things apart from Hashem. But level three, everything in this world is a Shimush HaAdam. Everything in this world comes to teach you some pathway to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Some pathway to the Dveikus B'Hashem. Eating food on level three? Well, it's a lesson. It's a moshul. Just like I physically ingest the energy that's going to give me, that's going to be good physically, so I have to learn how to ingest spiritually. And that's why Chazal always make a moshul. Talmud Torah is always compared to eating and drinking. Right? You have to have pas, shachris, you have to have bread that's like halacha, you have to start with halacha. Then you have to have bosar afterwards. Well, that you have to chew it and work at it to really get it, to make it digestible nutrition. That's like Shakla Vatari, that's like Limud Torah, that's like Limud HaGemara. You have to work hard at understanding the wine. Then you can get to the soid, which is the wine, but you have to first be Molek Krisa, you have to first finish, and so on, Mesholim after Mesholim. When do you have pilpa, when do you have sharp things? And you learn every moshel of Talmud Torah from how to eat food. You know, I ate this last week. That doesn't stop you eating it again, right? That's I can do chazorah again. I ate it this morning. That doesn't stop you being starving by midday. So it's Talmud Torah as well. We can stop. And we're meant to live the world, learning the world as Shimush HaAdam, that everything in this world is teaching us. We're literally living Olam HaBa and Olam HaZeh. So we have three different madrigas of how to live in this world. And lechayru, those three are doima to our three of the sukkah. This is a suggestion. I haven't yet been zeh to use inside, but one can think about this. Let's go back over the three levels of Mesivas Yesharim and think about our three limudim of Sukkah. The first was that Olam HaZeh is like a prozdor; it's a corridor b'fnei Olam HaBa. That's all it is. Really, Olam HaZeh doesn't really offer us that. It's like we're just in the world. Of course, this is exactly what Rava says: Diras Arai. we're living the world recognizing that it's a temporary place, completely conscious of the fact that it is totally temporary. It's a waste of time getting involved in anything that over attempts to make the world permanent, because it isn't permanent. The sukkah is temporary, and it's teaching us that life is temporary, and everything in this world is temporary, and we've got to live for what will come tomorrow. we've got to live for that which will come at the end of it, and that's it. But Rabbah gave us a little bit more. Rabbah said, well, there's a sense of Besukas HaShavtis B'nei Yisrael, this is re-experiencing the journey we made with the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. This is not just Besukas Mamash, but Anan Yaakov. This is reliving that journey where Hashem is with us even now on some level, although we're going to get it in the future. This is the sense the Messinas Hashem says of Ani Kiras Elokim Nitoiv. I feel even in this world I'm living for the Dveikus Ba'Hashem. This is the only thing that gives me Simcha in this world. It's not Pshat, I have to sacrifice Simcha in this world for Olam Haba. The MS is, if I'm really sensitive, even in this world there's only one real Simcha, and that's to live in the journey of life with the Ribbono Shel Olam present. But there's a Darga even higher still, and that's the Darga of Rava, the Madrega of living in this world where everything in this world, everything is not even a distraction, everything is a lesson, everything is that every single thing in this world is glowing with the presence of the Shechina, is glowing with some way of me using it to connect Hashem. Ultimately, that's the Darga of Besukas Tiel Etzel Yoyman, the Darga of living the sense of Olam Haba in this world right now. So it boils down to a question of how clear we are, therefore, how Yisparavis Amis, how clear and real we make our sense of there's nothing in the world but the connection to Hashem. That's how we attain Hashras Hashanah. That's level one. Made sense? Level two. Okay. There's questions, feel free. There's level two. And here I want to give another little hour or something very beautiful. We're out of time. I would love to, I mean, we're not out of time. We've got a few minutes, Baruch Hashem, but we don't have enough time to go even into what I wanted to go to. But I will suffice it to say this, that, I'll make some hints. You see that there appears to be, well, effectively say this, the Rambam says that, the Gemara talks about the Atzei Sukkah, the beams of the sukkah being muktzah. It learns it out from the fact that we can call it chag, so right, that we compare it to chagiga, a korban, right, that we compare the sukkah itself to a korban, to chagiga, and therefore the wood of the sukkah is muktzah, just like the korban can only be used for dvarim shebi kedusha. Now, the most Rishonim learn that means what sukkah is everywhere, which is just the schach, but the Rambam is machadish that it includes the walls of the sukkah too. That if, let's say, I don't know, if a person has three walls and they brought something to be the fourth wall, or let's say they made it one of the walls, they can't use that piece of equipment for anything else on Chol HaMoed. Now, that's the Rambam's Chiddush, and the other Rishonim ask on him, they say, L'chayra, whenever we refer to Sukkah, we only ever mean the Schach, all Psulei Sukkah, only the Schach, right? There's no such thing as referring to Sukkah as the walls. And there's a Reb Chaim, which everyone should see. It's a beautiful Reb Chaim, but I'll just give you the maskon of it. He says there's you have to be mechanic between the etzem sukkah. The actual sukkah is emechanami. The Rambam holds the sukkah is the schach. But there's something else called mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah is that which creates, that which turns sukkah into sukkah. It isn't the sukkah, but it makes that schach into a sukkah, and that's the walls. If there isn't a living place beneath them, then that schach is just a piece of whatever it is, right? It's just some bamboo shoots or some leaves or some whatever you have got up there. That's what it is. But when you put the walls around it, then that becomes a sukkah. So the mitzvah is constructed out of chelik of the mitzvah is the walls. The walls bring the mitzvah. Now, I want to say that, if you actually look, there's a Tosfos earlier. And again, I'm showing how sometimes just when reading the Gemaras, so we all think there's like a world of difference between the Olam of Halacha and the Olam of Agada. The Marashah says that there's Akdoma, that you must not be Mechalek, you mustn't separate them. The longest we produce out of the Talmud Torah is always the real Ashkafa of things. It's always the same thing. But here Tosfos tells us this. So Tosfos, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, there appears to be a slight steer in Sugyas, and a steer in the way. The Rambam comes out too. There's a machlokas in the Gemara that if you put four posts on the edge of a roof, let's say, right, and put schach on top of them, so you don't have walls, You don't have walls. But the question is, can you do good asik machitzas? Can you say, well, there's walls beneath, can we project them upwards? I mean, they demark the area of the boundary of the sukkah. So as long as they're walls beneath, can we project them upwards? And there's a machlokes. It ends in a teiku. It ends as a machlokes about where exactly the case the machlokes is. But it's not clear how we paskin. But just one line before that sugya begins, you have another question, seemingly a very similar question. Suppose a sukkah was more than 20 amos high. And you build a pillar, and then stand under the pillar. So a buyer wanted to say, hey, let's say good asik machitzas, let's say I'm standing on a pillar, where's my walls? I don't have walls, but it's okay, because the pillar beneath me has walls, let me similarly project them upwards. And Rava says, you can't do that, because ba'ina machitzas nikaris v'leka, there need to be recognizable machitzas, and you don't have any here. Seemingly, it's nice there below, but I need them to be visible. But if that's pshat in the Gemara, then what's the next sugya? Well, if you're standing on top of a building, where are your machitzas and koris? Where are your recognizable walls? With us?
Yeah.
Tosus says, little hint, tiny Tosus. Al Sasagak Shere de Rekov, the Choshiv machitzas and koris tfei me'amud, mishum de nikoris mabayis. They are considered recognizable walls when you're on top. There's a difference. You see, when you're on top of a little pillar, there's nowhere where these are real mechitzos. But when you're in a house, at least they're mechitzos down below. What does that mean? So there's also a prime on this, but I want to... I think this is pshat in this, and certainly it creates for us a beautiful side. There are two functions a wall can have. A wall can be the edge of something. It can be its outer limit. But that's not good enough for sukkah. That would be on a little pillar. You've got outer limits. You've clearly got definable edges. But we don't care about definable edges. There is another function a wall has as a machitza. A machitza blocks our external forces coming in. It serves to create a space where not everything can get into that space. A space that is protected for various things and off limits to other things. When down below you, you've got a walls that are a wall of a house, they create a room inside, they block access to some and therefore create special space for others, that is good walls. And then those walls can be projected upwards to be part of your sukkah. What are the last two things that we've learnt teach us? Well, from the Rambam we learnt that creating sukkah, the mitzvah, the way you create Ashra Shechina in the world, is by these walls. But what walls do they have to be? They have to be walls that fight to keep out stuff that shouldn't be in. Now, in case you think this is over an elaboration on my part, I find the Shem Shmuel, it says this virtually befeirish. He says like this. He says there's and this is, we may not be zeichet to understand every word of the Shem Shmuel here, but it's a beautiful, we can get the feel of it. She'inyin ha-sukkah is spashlus. The purpose of sukkah, the sach, is where we feel Hashem's presence. The things that grow in this world, they come from the rain that the Rebbeinu Shalom provides. So the living matter of this world teaches about Hashem's presence. The sach is Ashraz Hashchino, as we showed before. V'adafonos in yonam simsum v'din, but the walls, well, they have an almost opposite purpose. They limit. They limit things. They stop access. They define the boundaries. They seem to have the opposite purpose of sukkah. They represent the fact you have to fight hard to block in things that shouldn't make their way into the sukkah. And therefore, to be able to live in the world of the Shekhinah. But actually he says, and therefore he says that basically what he's saying is that let's put it together, all the different things that we said. We walked out of Yom Kippur purified. We can actually live with the Shekhinah, but this world, as it stands today, is a world where it's incredibly difficult, right? There's lots and lots of forces, lots and lots of elements, lots and lots of things that are constantly pulling us, tugging us, removing us. We have to build those walls. The walls that keep out the Koichos HaTumah, the walls that keep out even things that would normally be okay, but it's those walls and those walls only that make Hashra Shechina possible in the world. You can have Hashra Shechina, you can have the most amazing glowing, you could be learning the most amazing sukkahs, doing the most amazing Avod Hashem, but you won't get the Madrega of Sukkah without the walls too. Now if you want to know slightly more practically still, the Shlach Kodesh tells us, he tells us something beautiful. He says, what are these four walls? Remember, what are these walls create? So we said, Sukkah is, let's put it all together now. Right? Sukkah is well, let's put it again straight after the Shloss says, why do we have four walls, three walls, two and a bit walls? Says you think these are random things, you think it's just structural things. No, Dalad Defonis are because of the Dalad Chomos, the four walls of Avodas Hashem. What are they? Tshuva Tfilot Stock on Torah. Tshuva Tfilot Stock on Torah. Tshuva Tfilot Stock on Gzeira. Torah is the Gzeira Stove. They are the four pillars of serving Hashem. Changing ourselves, davening to Hashem, stock and keep it. But on Rosh Hashanah, she'enam b'nei Torah, v'lo yesh lev lahavin. There are those who just are amei aretz, just can't learn Torah well. And therefore, nimtzei machzikim, but at least they should have three defines. At least tshuva tefillah tzedakah. Sometimes you have an ani who can't give a lot to tzedakah. So the chibah, they should still give a little bit, pour it to a tiny drop, so they can have two walls, tshuva and tefillah, and that little bit. But it's an amazing thing. If we build all this, then we have something fabulous that comes out, something unbelievable. A davar nifla. I apologize that I can't give it over the way it should be, but we think about what this is. It means the walls, that tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, and Torah are the forces that keep away anything negative from us. They're the walls. And then we can be zeicher to live in the world of Mesilas Yesharim. Once we're doing tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, and Talmud Torah, then what we end up able to do is to see the Machoi Vosso Ba'olamo, is to live with that function, to live, realize that we're in Diras Arai, in a temporary world, waiting for Olam Haba. But realize even more than that, that Nikiras Alekim Litov, that the world is full of the possibility of relationship with Hashem, there's lots of distractions. And then get deeper still and learn from every part of this Olam Hazeh, how about living Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. And Zeichet literally to that Shras Hashkina, coming into our sukkah, to the madrega of Eidi Alem in Aris, the madrega of living in Gan Eden, the madrega of living with the 10 tvachim of Shechina, living under the kruvim for a whole week of our lives, that in Yitz Hashem we can take forward. Hashem should help us that the simcha of our sukkah and avoid of our sukkah should be zeichet the sukkah of Hashem, the sukkah of Olam Haba.